This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. We will finish Chaf Amud Aleph 20a, the second section. And these sections just a little bit longer. We still love you, Seymour. Don't worry. So buckle in, and here we go. Yesterday, we talked about there's two different reasons, right, to be Ma'aber Elul. Either because of the vegetables or because of the burial needs. So we got rid of Yom Kippur after Shabbos. And then we said, no, it's Shabbos and Yontif in, either Shabbos Yontif or Yontif Shabbos. Now, what's the difference between vegetables and corpses? All right, sounds like a silly question. But Manda Amishum Yarkaya, the one who says that we ma'abir the chodesh, you shouldn't have 2 days in a row because so you can pick the vegetables. So then Yantiv Shabbos, we still have that concern. But Amanda Amar Mishum Messiah, the one who says because of a corpse, Efshar Be'amame. Right? You can have the non-Jews, right? The Amim, the other nations, take care of the corpse. They can do a burial for you on Yantiv. Right? Not on Shabbos, but they can do it on Yantiv, and that would eliminate the 2 days with the body out in the Mediterranean sun. Now the Gemara says, so wait a minute, Lamad Amar Mishum Messiah, the one who says, no, we're only concerned about the corpses. So La'abri Mishum Yarkaya, why isn't he concerned with the vegetables? Right? Why doesn't he say that, no, you're going to ruin the vegetables, terrible. So the Gemara says, Afshar Bechamime, right? That literally means you can, it is possible with heat. Right? And apparently there was some method of refreshing vegetables in hot water. I don't know how that works. But okay, you can save the vegetables. Gemara then says, wait a minute, Ihachi, right? When he came down, he said, you don't know what they did, a big favor for you in Babel, implying that it's not such a big favor in Eretz Yisrael. So, Ihachi, Maishna, Lididan, right? Why is it only for us? I feel a Lididunami, even for you in Eretz Yisrael, it should be a big favor. So, now, Lididan, Chavilan Alma, right? Lididu, Lo Chavilahu Alma. The heat, I guess, was worse in Bavel, right? So the world, the sun, the whatever, chavil, it damages the fruit. But for us in Eretz Yisrael, that's a little, I don't know if that's really true, but okay. Right? Is there really such a big temperature difference? Maybe. Right? It's not as bad, the vegetables don't get ruined, and therefore it's a favor for Bavel, but not for Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Gemara now says, I ain't, it's not true. Okay, what is that actually referring to? That's a good question. So, we had said before, we had certainly, the Gemara suggested that, okay, if you need an extra day in the month, right, especially in terms of having people be Mechal Shabbos to testify, I'd suggest extend it. Now the Gemara says, is that really true that if you want, you can just add another day to the month? Right? V'atani Rabba Bar Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Shmuel says, Yachol, you might think, Kishem Shema Avernes Hashana Letzorech, that just like you can add a month to the year for a reason, right? Kach Me'abren Es HaChodesh Letzorech, so too, right? You might say we can, right, add a day to the month for a purpose, right? You might think that, we implied that before. Talmud Lomar comes the Torah to teach us, no. HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodashim. This right month for you is the head of the month. Right? They learn. Kazeh Re'eh V'Kadesh. Like this, see and sanctify. When you see the new moon, you have to sanctify it. You don't get any leeway. You can do this if you want, that if you want. No. This is how it has to be. Right? So how can it be that in one case we infer that you can do it? The other case we say no. You can't do it. You have to do it exactly at the right time. Right. Can you extend or not extend? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Lo Kasha. No, Kan Le'abro. Here it is to do Ibur. If you want to make it a little bit longer, no problem. Right? But Kan Le'kadsho. In the case where we say, no, you can't do it, that is to sanctify it early. Right? Let's say you want to make it a 29-day month, but you actually haven't seen the new month, the new moon. That's a problem. You've seen it, you want to push it off, that's not a problem, right? V'hachi ka'amar, and this is really what it meant to say, yachol, you might think, kishem shim me'abrin es hashana, ve'es hachodesh l'torah. Just like you can add a new month to the year and add a new day to the month for any or not any purpose, but a good purpose. Kach mikadshin es hachodesh letzorech. So too you can abbreviate the month. You can do kiddush hachodesh early for a reason. Talmud lomar, no. Comes the chumash to teach us hachodesh hazeh lachem. You may not do it. You can't. You cannot sanctify it without seeing the new moon. Kazeh re'e v'kadesh, like this, see and sanctify. But without seeing it, you cannot sanctify it. B'chi hada amar Rav Shua ben Levi, that which Rav Shua ben Levi said ma'ayin al ha'edin. Al hachodesh shenira bismano leabro, right? Rav Shua ben Levi seems to say the same thing. We can, right? La'ayim is to instill fear on the witnesses who did see it in its right time. Let's say day 30, they can really make them afraid and trick them up and mess them up in order to add another day to the month. But ve'ein la'ayim al ha'edin al hachodesh shelo nira bismano lekacho. You cannot instill that kind of fear on the witnesses for a chodesh where the moon was not seen in its time, i.e. for a 29-day month, in order to sanctify it early. Right, that you cannot do. And that's, again, consistent with what we said before. You can extend the month once, right, from a 29-day to a 30-day month, but you cannot make a 30-day month into a 29-day month. Now we're going to challenge that. Is that really true? Hashalach le Rabbi Yehuda nesil le Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Yehuda the nasi sent to Rabbi Ami. Habu yodin shekol yom of Shav Yochanan. All the days. You should know that all the days of Rabbi Yochanan. Hayyabalam deinu. He would teach us. Me'ayimin al ha'edin al ha'chodesh. Shalo niro bizmano lekacho. We can instill fear in these tests, in these witnesses, on the Chodesh where the month was not seen on day 30. It's not a 29-day month, right? We can force them, as it were, to testify, to indeed sanctify day 30 and make it a 29-day month. Apal pi shelo ra'u, even though they didn't see it. Yomru ra'inu, to make them say we saw it, we can befuddle them and do whatever we need to do. So now it seems like you can do that. So Amr Abaye lo kasha. Abaye says that's not a problem. When can we? When did Rabbi Yochanan say this, that we can do this to sanctify it even though it's early? Haba Nisan v'Tishrei. Right, that's only with Nisan and Tishrei. Haba Shar Yarchei. Right, but when you cannot do it, when you can't, right, make a 29-day month that should have been 30. That's on every other month besides Nisan and Tishrei. Okay, so now Rabba, Amar Rabba says, Hadatani Rabba Bar Shmuel, right, that which Rabba Bar Shmuel said, Acherim. That really is the position of, right, the Acherim. Right, what does Rabba Bar Shmuel say? So he's the one who says, right, that you cannot play games with the months, right? You can't do it. You can't make a 30-day month into a 29-day month. How does that square with the position of the Acherim? So the Tanya with another Brisa Acherim, Omrim the Acherim say, Ein ben Atzeres la Atzeres, Ein ben Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, Ela Arba Yamim Bilvad. Right? There's no difference between Atzeres and Shavuos of this year and Shavuos of next year, right? And Rosh Hashanah of this year, Rosh Hashanah of that year. Only 4 days, right? 4 days, let's say from Monday to Friday, Thursday, whatever it is. There's only going to be a 4-day difference. Right, because that, right, that implies, of course, that the calendar is more or less set. You cannot really play games with it. You're only going to have, based on our lunar calendar, a 4-day difference. You can actually look in the English if you want all of the details. Ve'im haya shano me'uberes, if it is a leap year where there's another month, and then chamisha, you can have 5 days. Now, Rav Dimi min Nahardah masni ibchas. Rav Dimi from Nahardah says exactly the opposite of what we saw before. Right, we saw before you can frighten the witnesses to delay the month, but not to make it earlier. Here we have Rav Dimi from Nahardah saying exactly the opposite. We can, right, kind of confuse and force the witnesses who did not see the new moon in its time on day 30 to sanctify it early. But we do not forced the witnesses to extend the month, to make it a 30-day month when it should be 29. My timer, what's the reason? All right, for that, you got to come back tomorrow because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me then.